Many people worry about their vision as they get older and are afraid they won't be able to drive. Now, a local researcher is helping people with low vision stay on the road as long as possible. News Center 5's medical reporter Heather Unruh is on the health beat.
68-year-old Arlene Austin is in the driver's seat thanks to a bioptic telescope mounted on her glasses.
This left lens enables you to see traffic lights. It enables you to see oncoming traffic.
She can't see my face 3 feet away. Macular degeneration long ago left street signs a total blur. But these special specs focus one eye so sharply, she's legally licensed to drive in Massachusetts.
Experts say there are some people who clearly should not be allowed to drive. How do you know if you're one of them?
Dr. Ellie Pelley, author of Driving with Confidence, looks for three clear signs. First, side vision loss with driving, a dangerous combination.
If you drive and you're planning on moving to another lane and somebody's overtaking you and you don't see them.
Often so gradual, drivers don't notice the change.
Many people with that kind of loss may be driving. In fact, we know they're driving from some studies that have looked into this.
A problem eye exams easily spot. You can't miss loss of sharpness. It's no secret, driving requires reading.
We use road signs, and you need sharp vision to see traffic signs.
For Arlene, magnification clearly helps. And with doctor certification, Pelley says it may work for you. But loss of confidence is another story.
If they have any doubt about the safety of the driving, they should get off the road.
Arlene says if she becomes a threat to anyone, she'll put the brakes on her driving without being told.